Fisher KNDY Weather Eye Forecast, powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Throughout the rest of Thursday, sunny skies, lower 70s. We'll see wind gusts as high as 25. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low near 45. For Friday, we'll continue with sunny skies. We'll see temperatures at 65. For Friday night, mostly clear with a low near 32. As we get into Saturday, we'll have sunny skies, temperatures at 60. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford. Currently, it's 32. Everyone deserves a beautiful home. Duzine Enterprises can give you that. With an interior designer on staff, you'll be able to choose flooring and furnishings that coordinate gorgeously with your lifestyle and personal style. Choose from a modern selection of carpet, luxury vinyl, laminate flooring, and tile, all put in by our certified installers. Get your beautiful home today. Call Duzine Enterprises in Washington.
Kansas, Mid-America Network News, good Thursday. Abortion opponents who've enjoyed a long string of legislative victories in Kansas worry that a legal challenge to a first-in-the-nation ban on a common second trimester procedure could doom ever tougher restrictions they've won in recent years. The Kansas Supreme Court will hear arguments today in a lawsuit filed by Kansas City area father-daughter physicians against a 2015 law that's become a model for abortion opponents in other states. A state lawmaker seeking to strengthen regulations for amusement parks in Kansas after a colleague's 10-year-old son was killed last year on a water slide, dubbed the world's tallest. Representative John Barker's bill would require the insurance companies representing the parks to hire a certified engineer to inspect the rides. Under current Kansas law, the parks themselves can choose the inspectors who don't necessarily have to be engineers. Kansas, Mid-America Network News.
Hi, Tom Baudet. Apparently, the hip thing for businesses to do these days is target millennials. So it may sound sus coming from this baby boomer, but Motel 6 is a V-great place for your squad to stay woke or asleep. The updated rooms are hashtag blessed with contemporary floors, bedding, and flat-screen TVs that are totally on fleek. Plus, their prices are always low AF. I'm Tom Baudet, and we'll keep it lit for you. Book online at Motel6.com.
All right, guys, huddle up. Coach's car battery died and he's running behind. And since I haven't been paying attention, I have no idea what plays we run or what most of your names are, for that matter. So what I'll do is I'm going to pop this antacid tablet. I'll fall down. I'll fake a heart attack. And then you guys act shocked and concerned and stuff. And hopefully that'll buy me enough time for the coach to get here. All right, team on three.
Make sure you'll be there. Get a car battery test today. Find a location at interstatebatteries.com. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable.
The Kansas Senate's top Republican says she'll propose cutting spending across the board to help the state get through June without a budget deficit. Senate President Susan Weigel of Wichita said yesterday that lawmakers should approach the state's budget problems like families do and trim unnecessary spending first. The Senate plans to debate a bill today that would close a projected $281 million shortfall in the current budget with internal government borrowing and by shorting contributions to public employee pensions. The plan avoids cuts. Weigel has not said how much she'll seek to reduce spending. The latest earthquake to rumble through southern Kansas occurred yesterday afternoon in Harper County. KTV reports the U.S. Geological Survey recorded a magnitude 2.6 quake at 5:21 yesterday afternoon, centered about 10 miles southeast of Anthony. No immediate word of damage or injuries. Oklahoma also had more earthquakes reported yesterday. No Kansas. Mid-America Network News.
Friendly, personalized service to meet your banking needs. That's the standard at First National Bank, Frankfort.
My community bank has responded to the changes needed to keep my money safe and secure. They've switched to cards with the latest technology, which is safer and more secure than before. My community bank provides safety and security while staying on top of the latest banking trends.
Let First National Bank's brand of banking be responsive to your needs. First National Bank, Frankfort, proud to be your community bank. Member FDIC.
Nebraska. Mid-America Network News. Good Thursday. I'm Rick Everett. Authorities say inmates at a southeast Nebraska prison that erupted into violence earlier this month have assaulted four staff members, including two who later required outside medical care. The Nebraska Correctional Services Department says the assaults occurred around 1 o'clock yesterday afternoon at the Tecumseh State Correctional Institution. Two inmates were killed and others injured at the prison March 2nd after inmates revolted against staff members and started a fire in a courtyard. Medical marijuana advocates urging Nebraska lawmakers to support a bill that would allow people with diseases including cancer, glaucoma, and epilepsy to use the substance. Supporters packed two hearing rooms for a legislative committee hearing on the measure, sponsored by Senator Anna Weisert of Lincoln. They say marijuana is a more effective and less addictive alternative to opioid painkillers. Mid-America Network News.
There's always a need for agricultural information. There's always a need for grain and cattle quotes. And there's always a need for being aware of how that weather is going to affect your workday. QT Market Center has a toll-free telephone number that may be very important to you when you need this type of information every day. 800-240-8761. When you need that information and realize that you have to wait until you return back home to your computer for news that might be too old to take advantage of, that's when you call 800-240-8761 and subscribe to QT Market Center. You can access all that very focused, up-to-date news plus quotes and weather at your fingertips, on your desktop, or on your smartphone and tablet, no matter where you are, no matter what time of day it is. You can access QT News, our real-time commodity news feed, the Resource Center, our database of historic reports, charts, and analysis, and QT Media, our leading group of commodity professionals streaming right to your device, and the weather throughout the day. 800-240-8761, QT Market Center.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marysville USD 364 School Board met last Wednesday and discussed use of excess bond funds and projects to come from capital outlay. Main areas of a discussion were on tax relief for USD 364 patrons, agricultural complex attached to the main building, HVAC needs in the library and music areas, and renovation of high school office areas. Consensus of the board was to move forward with a schematic design from the architects to better inform the public. A series of public meetings will be planned this spring. Following discussion, the board approved a motion to close the junior-senior high building starting June 4th for the summer, with the exception of the office areas and the counselor's office. This will give contractors ability to do their work without having to adjust the schedule. Athletes would still have access to the weight room and the gym at the elementary school. This will affect the summer performance of MACT and other programs scheduled for the auditorium. The board discussed possible staffing needs for summer help and the potential need to add an elementary school teacher next year. $25,000 bond was set for a Blue Springs man, Stephen M. Caporal, age 59, for allegedly selling drugs to a police informant in Wymore in May. Charges of possession of methamphetamine with intent to distribute were filed. $25,000 bond was set for a Spring Hill, Kansas man arrested on a Washington County warrant for burglary and theft. Michael Kufall was arrested last Tuesday and was transported to Washington County. $4,000 bond was set for a Morroville man in Nemaha County. William E. Walters, age 55, was arrested Sunday on drug and paraphernalia charges, possession of stolen property, driving while suspended, no liability insurance or current registration. $5,000 bond was set for each of two persons arrested in Nemaha County Friday and a third Saturday on warrants for interference with a law officer. Matthew Heideman, age 29, and Patricia A. McKinney, age 27, both of Seneca, were arrested Friday, and Brandy Scott, age 24, of Beatty, was arrested Saturday. Ruby A. Rothfelder, age 74, of Waterville, passed away Friday. Memorial service is planned Friday, 11 a.m. at the Terry Christie Funeral Home in Waterville. Private interment will be held at the Rosehill Cemetery at Axtell at a later date. Terry Christie Funeral Home in Waterville in charge of arrangements for Ruby Rothfelder. Jeffrey Jeff J. Waters, age 53, passed away Monday at his home in Navarra. Funeral service planned Saturday, 10 a.m. at St. Mark's Lutheran Church, Waterville. Burial in the Riverside Cemetery, Waterville. Visitation Friday, 6 until 8 p.m. at the Terry Christie Funeral Home in Waterville. In charge of arrangements for Jeff Waters. Chang Olmsted, age 71, passed away March 8th. Graveside service Saturday, March 18th, 10 a.m. at the Home City Cemetery. Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville in charge of arrangements for Chang Olmsted. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, corned beef, mashed potato, a roll, cooked cabbage, and a cherry slice. Tomorrow, bean and cheese burrito, Mexican rice, lettuce and tomato, pineapple, and cinnamon coffee cake. Check of a school and community calendar, Marysville American Legion Baseball Soup Day today, 11 to 7 at the American Legion. Marysville Junior High Boys Basketball will host Omega this afternoon. Grades 3 and 4 vocal music program this evening at 7. KNDY News Time is 7:15.
Saving for retirement can seem complicated, confusing, even scary, but it doesn't have to be. Hi, I'm Katie Smith, Assistant Vice President for United Bank and Trust here in Marysville, and we're here to help. As we go through tax season, now is the perfect time to think about opening an individual retirement account, better known as an IRA. If you have questions or want to get started, stop by and ask for me, Katie. I'd love to walk through the process with you. Saving for retirement with an IRA at United Bank and Trust. Banking for your way of life. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Here's your KNDY Weather Eye forecast powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. We are finally going to see that warm-up we have been waiting for. We have that cold air moving out of the central and upper parts of the Midwest, as we do have an upper-level ridge that will move in place, basically bringing in all that warm, moist air from the Gulf of Mexico, as we'll see those winds shift to the south and southeast. It does look like, also, we do have a low that's going to push through across the upper parts of the Midwest and parts of the central, but it looks like we're going to stay out of that, and we do have a cold front that's going to move through. But it looks like in our area, we're just going to see sunny skies, dry weather, and mild temperatures. So looking at the forecast, throughout the rest is Thursday, sunny in the lower 70s, wind gusts as high as 25. Tonight, partly cloudy, low of 45. For Friday, we'll have sunny skies with a high near 65. Friday night, mostly clear with a low near 32. For Saturday, mostly sunny, temperatures at 60. This is meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature mid-March, 56, record high on this date, 86 in 2013. The average low, 33. The record low is 5 degrees in 1949. Sunset this evening, 7:31. Sunrise in the morning at 7:31. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Thursday, the 16th of March. KNDY News Time, 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
It's no secret that the Wagon Wheel is one of Marysville's favorite dining destinations. But did you know about the rewards program? Get signed up and start earning your rewards like free cinnamon rolls, free burgers, even a free ribeye dinner. Every dollar spent is a point earned. It's the perfect spot for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Sign up today for your rewards only from the Wagon Wheel.
Two California schools advance to the NCAA first round. The Spurs lose at home, and Harden does the triple. Hi, everybody. Todd Ant reporting on sports. Southern California advanced to the NCAA first round after rallying from a 17-point deficit early in the second half to knock out Providence.
Both Kansas and Kansas State will tip off Friday evening. It's an early evening tip-off around 6:30 for both Kansas and Kansas State Friday.
Mm-hmm. The season of preparation never stops in the world of archery and bow hunting. Whether it's indoor 3D or indoor target or just getting that new bow fit and ready for deer season, Blue River Archery has the knowledge and products to help you out. 2017 lineup of Hoyt, Matthews, and Elite bows are in stock for your selection. Remember, any box store or basement bandit can sell you a bow. But for the best equipment, expertise, knowledge, and customer service in Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska, call Blue River Archery in Fairbury. 729-2062, now open 1 to 7, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday. And 9 to 4 on Saturday.
This is an Ag Business Update powered by AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. The U.S. Federal Reserve has again elected to move forward with interest rate increases following a meeting on Wednesday. Widely expected, the decision raises the Fed's benchmark rate to a range between 0.75% and 1%. The Fed attributed the change to a continued moderate pace of the U.S. economy. For agriculture, a USDA economist previously said interest rate increases mean more of the same for the farm economy, which is slumping amid low commodity prices. The increase will likely impact loans for big-ticket items like farm equipment or land purchases, as well as the prime rate, which is the base borrowing rate banks extend to their customers. The rate hike will increase the upward pressure on interest rates that consumers pay overall, but the immediate effect is likely to be modest, according to published reports. A coalition of agriculture groups urging President Trump and federal lawmakers to protect crop insurance. 60 national farm, lending, ag input, conservation, and crop insurance organizations, led by the Crop Insurance and Reinsurance Bureau, sent a letter to the administration and lawmakers opposing cuts to crop insurance during the upcoming budget and appropriation processes and in the 2018 Farm Bill. The letter called the 2014 Farm Bill a careful balance of priorities that should not be reopened. The groups say any cuts in the next farm bill should be avoided as well because of the downtrend in the agriculture economy and its impact on farmers. The letter was sent to President Trump, House and Senate lawmakers, and Agriculture Secretary nominee Sonny Perdue. Be social with us by liking us on Facebook at AgView.net. Follow us on Twitter at AgView News. With this Ag Business Update, powered by AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. Well, we knew it was going to happen sooner or later again. That's interest rates going up. How will that affect farmers? We get more on that story from Gary Crawford.
The basis for today's decision is simply our assessment of the progress of the economy against our long-established goals of maximum employment and price stability.
Federal Reserve Chairwoman Janet Yellen Wednesday announcing an increase in the Fed's basic interest rate. As to the effects of that on farmers and the farm economy, Agriculture Department Chief Economist Rob Johansson says, first, if the past is any indication, it could cause the dollar to gain strength.
And that has the effect of making it more difficult for our producers to sell our products overseas. We become a little bit less competitive on the global scene.
Emphasis on a little bit. Also, with this higher interest rate,
land and capital equipment would probably go down in value a little bit. As the interest rates go up, it becomes a little bit more difficult to buy those, and therefore demand for those assets will fall. So we would expect the price for agricultural land to come down as interest rates go up.
Finally, Johansson says it's almost certain farmers may be paying more in interest for their next operating loan. Gary Crawford, Washington.
Soil temperature report brought to you by Abilene Machine. We've had kind of a tough time warming back up. We saw some pretty decent early morning soil temperatures here a week or so ago, but lately it's been kind of tough to get going. Early morning soil temperatures this morning, upper 20s, low 30s across the northeastern two-thirds of Nebraska. The remainder of the state holds in the mid-30s. There's a wide strip of mid-30s across Kansas, eastern and central Kansas. Then we get out west and south a little bit, upper 30s and low 40s in that section of Kansas. Still quite chilly and only low to mid-40s across the entire state of Oklahoma. 4-inch morning soil temperatures as of 7 a.m. Ag News, Soil Temperature Report, Mid-America Ag Network.
There's always for agricultural information. There's always a need for grain and cattle quotes. And there's always a need for being aware of how that weather is going to affect your workday. QT Market Center has a toll-free telephone number that may be very important to you when you need this type of information every day. 800-240-8761. When you need that information and realize that you have to wait until you return back home to your computer for news that might be too old to take advantage of, that's when you call 800-240-8761 and subscribe to QT Market Center. You can access all that very focused, up-to-date news, plus quotes and weather at your fingertips, on your desktop, or on your smartphone and tablet. No matter where you are, no matter what time of day it is, you can access QT News, our real-time commodity news feed, the Resource Center, our database of historic reports, charts, and analysis, and QT Media, our leading group of commodity professionals streaming right to your device, and the weather throughout the day. 800-240-8761, QT Market Center.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most essential industry, agriculture, of course. As always, we keep an eye on what's going on in South America when it comes to beans and corn. And in particular, we've got some news about beans in Brazil. After this,
the folks at Wink Products Company want to help make your life easier with a family of professional strength cleaning products that really work. Wink Rust Stain Remover is the number one liquid rust stain remover in the country. This professional strength formula dissolves the ugly rust stains on white sinks and toilet bowls, color fast fabrics, and carpets. This little brown bottle has been around for 69 years and it's still number one. To learn where to find quality Wink products, check us out at WHINK.com.
Recently, there's been news video on the internet showing trucks, long lines of trucks loaded down with soybeans trying to get from field to market. The roads are muddy and the trucks are getting stuck. And it is that time of year when we keep an eye on reports of rain in Brazil. Joe Camp is with AgriVisor in Bloomington, and is this significant news in terms of logistics and the rain?
Yeah, for one, this is the time of the year when we normally always expect trucker strikes in Brazil. We haven't seen it, but a few minor protests out of the truckers, but right now they are lined up. Maybe they'll have more time to talk it over, as you mentioned. One thing that's interesting about that, a lot of the talk about impassable roads, this is the Brazilians trying to take their soybeans north to the Amazon ports up there instead of where their really large capacity ports are in the southeast. So for one, we think there's still an outlet to the southeast where we can take the beans, and there's still a lot of beans coming out of South America. But yeah, wet weather, it certainly hurts like it did late in the season, for example, when the Argentines were trying to harvest soybeans last year. So while we know the big crop potential is there in Brazil, it's still a matter of first getting it out of the field and second getting it to port. Logistics still have a long way to go in South America and Brazil in general. They don't have a lot of storage capacity in the interior, so they got to get it out to the edge pretty quickly. You're absolutely, just in general, going to have more sensitivity over South American weather this year because of really what was missed last year. The drought late season for Brazil and that wet weather late season that we mentioned in Argentina. So, again, while they're making really good headway in Brazil to harvest the soybeans and plant a second crop of corn, it's a long way to go before these estimates of 105 million metric tons, for example, on the soybean side, comes to fruition in Brazil.
Joe Camp, a risk management specialist at AgriVisor in Bloomington, Illinois. When it comes to managing risk, lots of people are concerned about what happened last week in southern Tennessee. The bird flu is back in a big way, at least at one farm in southern Tennessee. We'll talk about that tomorrow. Back after this.
50th annual Royal Hoofers Angus Bull test and sale is Friday, March 17th, beginning at 5 o'clock at Wahoo Livestock in Wahoo, Nebraska. 42 production-tested bulls, plus many heifer bulls in the offering. From Production Systems, Double D Angus and 10T Farms. More information and data available online at royalhoofers.net. 50th annual Royal Hoofers Angus Bull test and sale, Friday, March 17th, begins promptly at 5 o'clock at Wahoo Livestock in Wahoo, Nebraska. For information, 402-443-3512 or go online to royalhoofers.net.
Farming America is a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
Thursday is sale day at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. They're expecting 11 to 1,200 head of cattle for the sale today. Early consignments include 10 black cows, springers running age, 20 mixed steers and heifers weighing 3 to 5, 57 black and red steers and heifers weighing 3 to 5, 15 black steers and heifers 4 to 500, 80 weighing in at 4 to 6, 13 weighing in at 450 to 550, 8 black steers and heifers 5 to 6, 20 weighing in at 5 to 6, 15 black steers 5 to 6, 11 mixed steers and heifers weigh 5 to 6, 100 black and red steers and heifers 5 to 650, 40 white-faced steers and heifers 5 to 7, 15 red and black steers and heifers weigh 5 to 9, 8 mixed steers 5.5 to 7. 20 black steers and heifers weigh in at 6 to 7, 70 weighing in at 6 to 8, 28 black steers 6 to 850, 50 black steers and heifers 650 to 850, 11 black steers 7 to 750, 7 weighing at 750 to 775, 43 black steers and heifers 700, 850, 50 black heifers 750 to 8, 28 black steers and heifers weighing 8 to 850, 200 black steers 850 to 9, 60 weighing in 875 to 9, 62 black steers 875 to 9 and a quarter, and 116 weighing 900 to 925 pounds. Those early consignment listings for the sale today at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. Reminding you of a rollover auction next Thursday at the sale at noon. They'll auction off a steer donated by the Neil Haverkamp family. Proceeds to the Wildfire Relief Fund in southwest Kansas. It's 7:30 from KNDY, 31 degrees in Marysville. South winds continue to clip in and will bring warmer temperatures on through the remainder of this week. Middle 60s, in fact, on tap already today.
As a producer, you wear a lot of hats, from livestock expert to machinery and crop expert. For ag lending expertise, you can count on us. We'll help with the loans you need for livestock, seed, and equipment. So when it comes to ag, talk to us. Like you, our field is agriculture. Citizen State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
We're just making a living, making things grow.
Along with the new 2017 Chevy Silverado pickups, the Norris Motor Company in Marysville has the new 2017 Chevy Equinox, Envision, Buick LaCrosse, and Buick Enclave. See the new 2017 models at the Norris Motor Company in Marysville.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, the big dance is on, and Kansas teams in action beginning tomorrow. The Jayhawks facing UC Davis in the first round of the NCAA tournament after UCD beat North Carolina Central in the first four. UC Davis, coached by former Bradley head coach Jim Less, who upset KU in the 06 NCAA tournament. It was a 13th seed beating a 4th seed. The game will be played tomorrow at 5:50 p.m. in Tulsa. Kansas State also going to be playing tomorrow evening. They'll take on Cincinnati in the round of 64. The Bearcats 29-5 overall, 16-2 in the ACC Conference. That game again tomorrow night in Sacramento. Wichita State Shockers playing the Dayton Flyers in Division I basketball first round action tomorrow night also. That game at 6:10. We'll see if our Kansas teams have the luck of the Irish on St. Paddy's Day. Mid-America Network Sports.